I think it's worth noting that trees provide communities a lot more than just shade. Can we talk a little bit about the value a healthy urban forest can add for a city?
Initially, the first thought that comes to my mind is the collective value of just the street and park trees itself. If we were to go out and appraise every single one of them, we estimate that to be just shy of $1 billion, literally $1 billion. That in itself shows me that the trees have an infrastructure value and one that generates other values that you're alluding to, which is like air filtration. The entire canopy of the city filters the atmosphere to the tune of $100 million a year. So that's a very large number as well. So if you start looking at carbon sequestration, wildlife habitat, maybe edible foods that come from our city street trees, energy savings, and just the pure aesthetics of having a beautiful tree to look at or a community that has trees, that intangible is valuable as well.
And Colorado Springs has worked for a long time to get this amount of trees that we have, right? I mean, we have a huge urban forest.
We have a huge urban forest, and it's fascinating to look at the historical photographs that come from the late 1800s and see that literally it was a treeless void. And I'm fascinated by an image that shows the original Colorado College building sitting in this empty plain, and imagining Palmer and his staff to just put a stick in the ground and say, here, we're going to start a community right here. And so there's been a 150-year effort to planting the canopy that we see now, and it's an amazing thing.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that effort, because these forests don't just appear. People like you have to maintain them and plant more trees and look at what trees actually work here in our climate, because a lot of the trees here in Colorado Springs aren't native. Let's talk about how you maintain something like this.
It's a difficult thing, because if you think about that treeless void that Palmer started with, there were very few plants that are native. Ponderosa pine, cottonwoods, an occasional willow, some shrubs. So most of the trees that you might see as you drive by on the way to home or the way to work are non-native species. And so the difficulty is our soils are poor. The weather is incredibly difficult. The altitude is difficult. Solar radiation is hard on plants. So you put all those attributes together, it makes it very difficult for non-native plants to grow. But with some care, as we've seen, it can be done. You just have to be very highly selective about the plants that you want to have grow in your yard.
And can you give us a clearer sense of what needs to happen here in Colorado Springs to keep our urban forest healthy?
One of the things that we're working on now that's very important for us is to have a plan. And that urban forest management plan is currently underway. And so the plan, in essence, for us is a guiding document that says, okay, here's where you're at now. Where do you want to go? And then here's how you're going to get there. And so I think the standard that we want to work towards is one that's set up by the International Society of Arboriculture. And that international organization says, if you want to maintain your community and maintain your urban forest so it's functioning at its highest level, most beneficial, you must touch those trees every 3 to 5 or 7 years. That touching encapsulates planting, pruning, spraying, fertilizing, and removal. And so you're in essence going from a young tree to a senescent tree through its lifetime, whatever that might be. And so that standard is rather high to meet. And obviously most communities don't do that, but you have to start somewhere. And so we have an urban forest. We started there 150 years ago. We're kind of at the point where we're not touching our trees within that cycle, certainly, but that's the standard that we want to try to meet. And so the urban forest management plan helps guide us towards meeting those goals.
So in a perfect world, let's say 20, 25 years from now, what would you like to see for Colorado Springs urban forest?
Well, what I would like to see is for the community at large to say, yes, the urban forest is something we find valuable. We find it's something that we should fund and to make that happen. And that's a collective will that the community has to say to itself. We enjoy living in an urban forest, and this is what we want to charge ourselves, if you will, tax ourselves to make that happen. So to me, I would like to see the community come together and say, this is something that we want to make happen.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.